Exclusive, Vivek Ramaswamy, neocon establishment is threatened by my views on Ukraine. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 26, 2023. Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy told Breitbart News the neocon establishment is threatened by the fact that I'm speaking the truth about Ukraine and endless wars. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle told Ramaswamy that Americans are tired of endless wars, and pointed out that right after President Joe Biden withdrew troops from Afghanistan, he turned around and funded the Ukrainian war effort with tens of billions of dollars. And this is why they're coming for me, Matt. The neocon establishment is threatened by the fact that I'm speaking the truth about this, Ramaswamy told Boyle. He criticized former Vice President Mike Pence and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley for perpetuating this warmongering language in Ukraine, while actually failing to protect the homeland. We're missing nuclear defense missile capabilities. We're missing cyber and super EMP defenses. We're using our military to protect an invasion against somebody else's border halfway around the world. Our military equipment, when we should be using those same resources to protect against the ongoing invasion. And it is an armed invasion now, literally, across our own southern border. I mean, that is the truth of the matter. And I speak that truth, but it really threatens the way the establishment, the Republican Party thinks, he said. Ramaswamy dismissed accusations that he is an isolationist for his view on the Ukraine war, saying he is a realist in our foreign policy. And they say you're an isolationist. And they know I'm not an isolationist, but just like, it was with the left calling me racist. When the right calls me isolationist, those words don't even mean anything anymore if you're gonna use it to describe anything that disagrees with your orthodoxy, he added. He then declared he would take a jackhammer to the deep state within the right. And so that's the truth of the matter is, we have a managerial class that pervades the left most but also the right. And I think that I am really the biggest threat right now to that existing, somewhat of a deep state within the right within the conservative movement, Ramaswamy said. And we're going to take a jackhammer to it. So what I'm doing in this race, and I think that's where we're gonna win. He then told Boyle his plan to end the Ukraine war in a way that advances American interests by requiring Russia to exit its military partnership with China. The Russia-China military alliance is the single greatest threat that we face, Ramaswamy warned. And so I will freeze the current lines of control as we did at the end of the Korean War. I will further do a deal that says NATO will not admit Ukraine to NATO, but Russia has to exit its military partnership with China. Russia has to remove its nuclear weapons from Kaliningrad, the region that borders Poland, and also get its own military out of Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Cuba, the Western Hemisphere near the United States that advances American interests. This also deters Xi Jinping from going after Taiwan. Because China's bet right now is that if they go after Taiwan, the US won't want to mess with two different allied nuclear superpowers, Russia and China, at the same time. But if Russia is not in China's camp, Xi Jinping will have to think twice. So this is a Nixon-level strategic foreign policy brought into the modern era. I am a Nixonian realist, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.